It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Piping Supply, and Ed Seafood Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed, yes. And the, what is it called, Melissa? What's the name of that joint that you work at down there?
Hang on, gotta
get it. It's Mobtown Proper and Vintage.
Mobtown Proper and what? Vintage?
Vintage.
What? So what's vintage about it? You're not vintage.
I'm not vintage.
No, is it the building?
No.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Nick. Nick and Pete, they're vintage.
Yes.
All right. Melissa Wedd here is with the Mobtown Proper Vintage. What are you calling that besides Mobtown Proper?
Mobtown Proper Barbershop / Salon.
Okay, because I knew your ladies are in there, and you're certainly a fine lady. And you girls are doing a great job with all of the ladies that are coming in there. But I see when I'm in there, I see a lot of little hard-headed guys like myself in there, and you do a fabulous job on cutting their hair down. But now, I understand you have some new additions to the facility.
Yes, we are so happy to add the addition of Zach. Zach is from Colorado. He's been doing hair for a few years now, and he does men, women, children. He's a great guy. Everybody needs to come out and meet him. And then also we have Tiffany, and Tiffany is she's from Mobile, and she's been doing hair for 7 years.
Good gracious!
She specializes in fades for men.
All right. So I know that the business has picked up so much. I knew you was having trouble trying to keep up with it.
Yes, it was becoming a bit overwhelming. It was more than one person could handle. So thank goodness we found some great additions to the business, and we're just so thrilled that I have some help.
Well, I know that that Nick and Pete were and yourself were real picky about the people that you were hiring or wanted to hire, in that they kind of had to meet a special critique that you guys were looking for, and that is because Mobtown Proper is very unique in the atmosphere and what you do and how you do it there.
Yes, we are. It was started out to be just a barbershop, but then it kind of morphed into I do ladies as well because I've done hair for so long, and I do as many ladies as men. And so it kind of evolved from there. And you can come in and have a beer, have a shot of whiskey if you want it while you're getting a cut, have a snack. We try to cover the hospitality as well as just the haircut.
Dang, that is so cool. And you know what else I like about it? Is that big jukebox you got in there.
Yes. Everybody loves the jukebox.
Yep.
And kids are so funny because they're like, "What is that thing?"
What is that? Yeah. If you had one of those peppermint sticks up on a motor turning around in there like they had at the old barbershops, they really would get a kick out of that.
They would.
Yeah. Knowing Nick, he's probably looking for one.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yep. I would not.
But, you know, another unique thing about it is you're talking about just doing the ladies' hair and all. I see some of the pictures that I've seen on Facebook. You're doing a lot of colors. And then I see Zach's already doing some of the newer men-style hairdos.
Yes. Zach and Tiffany are much younger than me, and they have, like, a whole different fresh approach. And they're fantastic with – everyone. Tiffany's kind of specializing more in the men with fades and all, but she does women as well.
I'll be darned.
Her specialty is more the fading.
Okay. Well, I see some of the guys with the little, you know, with the buns on and what have you, whatever the heck they call them. That's a little bit out of
man
my
bun.
A what?
Man bun.
Oh, a man bun. Oh, okay. I don't believe I went to that class.
Let yours grow and give you one, Tom.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I would be wanting to cut it high and tight.
Yeah.
Like the old Marine Corps days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, but that is so cool. But now, what is the hours and what days of the week are you guys open now? I understand you're now open on Saturday.
Yes, yes. We are there Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and we're kind of shuffling around with the three of us till we get even more busy. So you may catch some of us there at some times and not there at other times. But on Saturdays, Tiffany and Zach are there from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Now, through the week, we're there from 8 to 6.
8 to 6, okay. And your location?
We're on Ann Street, 119 South Ann.
All right. And for the people in the Mobile area, if you know where the Griffin Service Station is on Government and Ann, going downtown, and you get ready to come to the injunction there of Ann Street, turn left, and it'll be the first building on your right behind the service station. So,
You have parking across the street. Everybody has problems with the parking, but we also have parking across the street, or you may park in front or beside the shop.
Right. Wherever you park, nobody's going to mess with you. Just find your place where you're safe with your car.
Exactly.
But that is neat. Well, it's really neat to see all the things that you're doing, and that everything in there is all new. The only thing that's not new is the walls, I would guess you'd say. But all of your chairs and all your equipment and everything's new, and you ladies and Zach are doing an awesome job down there. And glad to have you on board here today and bring it forth to our listening audience out there.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, you guys do an awesome job. Pete and Nick do an awesome job with all their four facilities that they have in the Mobile area and over Eastern Shore with their restaurants and all. And we're just glad to see them step out and get involved in another venture. I think what Pete said, that they were just kind of bored with the regular old barbershop deal, and a lot of people like to step up and do it in the style that y'all are presenting, and that is neat.
Yes. I think they traveled all over the country testing out haircuts from different barbershops and salons all over the country. So they kind of took everything they liked and put it into one and, of course, put their own little spin on it.
They've done that with their restaurants and all, and that's why they're so unique and they're putting out such a great product. And service is number one with them. That's, service comes first. You guys do it.
Hospitality is number one.
There you go. You guys are doing an outstanding job. Melissa, appreciate you being on board here with us tonight and promoting Moptown Proper Vintage Barbershop, salon, as you say.
Customer.
All right, and thank you. All right, I don't want to fall asleep, though. You might get too high on the sides. All right, thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right,
have
y'all have a blessed day. But they have an outstanding facility there, and it's and they've been one of our sponsors for, Ed Seafood Shed has been on with us for the last, 12, 13 years.
Oh, yeah. Long time.
And it's neat to see them stepping out and getting involved in other venues. But that is so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, neat stuff. I mean, it's always nice to try something just a little different, You don't always have to do the same as everybody else.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah. Just because it was done that way 40 years ago don't mean you want to do it that way today.
Exactly. Exactly.
And a lot of people would have a little toddy for their body, while they're getting their hair done, And if I was getting one of those man buns, I'd be wanting me two or three damn drinks. Look what happened to me.
It'd take two or three of those before they could convince you to do it.
But I've enjoyed going down there since they opened, and we got into a situation here back with all the darn quarantine and stuff with the pandemic that, hell, you couldn't go to a barbershop, wasn't any place to go. And they had opened this facility about at the same time. And so, they still wear a mask in there. If you want to wear a mask, they don't have a problem with that. And if you want to get your temperature checked, they'll do that too,
Right.
But they're still trying to have a business. And move forward. We can't go hide under a damn log. We got to make a living and keep this country going,
Yeah, I just appreciate that there are people out there that actually want to go to work.
Right.
And going to do
right.
what they need to do to go to work, There's so many places that they're just not opening up or they can't find the people to open up or open up full time.
That's a big problem.
I went to Hardee's this morning, drove through to get some breakfast, and right there on the on the speaker, it's like, we're closing at 4 o'clock because, you know, lack of personnel to run the place.
Really? So they're having to shorten their hours of business.
Right, having to shorten their hours to be able to operate. I mean, they can't just make their employees work 24/7.
Right, right. You know?
The few they got, they'll burn them out.
That's true. And then the other thing is you got to keep them happy because, you know, people are are putting these, hiring bonuses out there and, you know, paying people, you come to work here and stay 30 days or 45 days and I will give you, you know, $400-$500 bonus or whatever. I'm going like, what? Yeah. What?
And it's in every industry, really. You know, they're having trouble finding people to work. You know, they got unemployment and they're paying people to stay home.
Right.
But, you know, people, you know, the companies are looking for people to go to work, you know. And
right.
They just can't get them.
But our government's still paying them to stay at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense, guys. I'll tell you. So,
yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Was the fastest thing around. Long and lean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built and formed. And old son, I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I loved back then.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramical. Long time Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text. 343-0106. But you brought up a point here just where we went back on there. And, Tesla had an accident and two people lost their lives.
Right.
You know, which is tragic, of course.
Sure.
They have a self-driving capability, but they tell you it still needs driver interaction. You're supposed to be behind the wheel and paying attention. You don't go to sleep. You don't get in the back seat. You don't get in the passenger seat.
Right, right.
And let it drive itself, you know, because it did not navigate a turn at high speeds and ended up in the trees and crashed and killed two people and burned to the ground.
Hmm.
You know,
do you know
that
it took,
is not an autonomous car.
No.
You know, it has some self-driving capabilities, you know.
My question is, when I read that and also saw it on TV, is, well, now, don't they have some kind of pressure device or something in the seat that would indicate that there was somebody behind the wheel that would either turn the automated driving phase of it on or off?
I think so. You know, and it's even like the Equinox I drive and the Traverse I had before that. It has some lane assist capabilities. The capability is there for it to maintain itself in a lane.
Right.
You know, take a curve.
It's to help you. Okay? Help you drive.
If you're not paying attention, and
right.
it'll buzz at you and it'll turn itself back into the lane. But it also knows whether you have your hands on that steering wheel or not.
Ooh, it does.
And it will tell you, take the wheel.
Really?
And it'll start beeping at you and tell you to take the wheel.
I don't have, you know, I don't drive those high-dollar new cars, you know, so.
Well, you know, and you know me, I want to sit there and play with it, and I'll let go of the steering wheel and just see how long it'll hold itself in lane.
Okay.
And it won't go long without telling you to take the wheel.
Well, you wouldn't test one, would you, to make sure?
Okay. Well, I got to push the limit, see what happens. You know? But I'm always right there with my hands to make sure. I don't trust it yet.
No, man, you're riding in a bullet, you know?
Yeah. You know?
You're riding in a bullet that's going to hit a tree or another vehicle or another person or whatever. Come on, you can't do that.
And I certainly don't
trust. That's a death trap.
I certainly don't trust one enough to go lay down in a passenger seat and let it take me where I'm going.
Ain't that – woo.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a program in it on, you know, where to, you know, like a GPS, you know, go to point A to point B.
Yeah.
You know, and just dial it in and sit over there.
Montgomery.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think it has that capability. Another thing that scared me, though, and I paid particular attention to it because I've been in a lot of the car classes on paint and body shops and taking those classes and through iCar. And the dangers that are prevailing with the amount of power that's in those batteries. Mm-hmm. And now I understand that car burned for 3 hours before they actually got it totally extinguished, mm-hmm. because every time they would put it out, the batteries would regenerate the heat and it would set on fire again.
They're shorting out and doing that. And I've read more about that from Teslas than I have any other electric cars.
Well, they're kind
there.
Of the leader in that field.
And, you know, they're pushing the edge. They're trying to push the limits on what they're capable of and all that kind of stuff, you know. But I think you got to be careful what you release to the public.
Right.
You know, it's just like I tell people all the time, you know. They'll ask, well, why did they release this car? It wasn't ready to go out to the public. I'd say, well, you know, you got to remember that they've put probably 2 million miles on these cars, you know, in the hands of engineers and their test drivers and just on test tracks and on the road. But it ain't nothing like putting that in the hands of Billy Bubba and his buddies.
Right.
And say, all right, boys, get after it.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Hey, oh, well, if it can be tore up, we can do it, man.
Oh, yeah.
You hear?
It is a different deal. Okay?
If I can't do it, I'll give Philip. He'll do it.
I mean, I know people that can tear up an anvil with a rubber hammer.
I know, man. It
can happen.
Yeah. Philip, know that. Philip's got his hand up. Yeah.
Right. You know.
Oh, yeah, he can destroy a rail car, with a rubber hammer, too.
Exactly.
But you know, let me tell you this. Now, this is the other facet of it that I really was – it scared me to hear it, is that the fire department there had so much trouble trying to put the fire out with that electric car. Mm-hmm. They actually called the factory, the Tesla factory,
mm-hmm.
and the Tesla factory was telling them how to extinguish the fire and where all of the high-powered – electrical cables were, and be sure not to cut those or mess with those or whatever.
Right.
I'm going like, wait a minute. Is Tesla going to have 4,900,000 people sitting over there in the damn tech room answering the call from all the fire departments trying to stop
squirt
these cars?
Gear.
Yeah. You know, come on.
You know, it's I don't know, and that's going to be a challenge for all the fire and safety people, first responders. You know. Because every one of them is going to be different.
Sure.
Yeah. And even Tesla is different now than it was 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. So, if you're not constantly going through training on each one of these kind of electric vehicles, and then when every manufacturer puts them out there, they're all going to be a little different.
Right.
And then
you guys are not going to have enough time to take the training on all of those electric vehicles and then still do your job in the service departments of all these facilities.
Well, it's going to be a challenge, you know. And we're talking, well, I mean, they're here, okay. Yeah, we already have full electric vehicles. The Hummer has just been released. You know, we've had the Bolt and the Volt out for a couple of years. The Volt's been around for 10 years. The Bolt has been around for a couple of years, which is an all-electric. And actually very impressive, you know, when you drive it. It's got a 240 mile range. I've driven the car, and it's really pretty sporty, you know. When you get out there and get after it, and it goes. Now, you're not going to go 240 miles if you're playing with it too much.
Right.
But, you know, for your average commuter that's going to drive, you know, 40, 50 miles, 60 miles a day, it's ideal. Yeah, you just don't buy gas, you know.
Well, you know, but that's another factor. I mean, our current regime of people in the Beltway up in D.C. are already talking about the fact that all of these electric cars are not paying their way on a highway usage tax, so they're trying to establish a critique of how they're going to bill those people so that they can get their fair share of money back too.
Right. How to charge them for road tax.
Right.
Know?
Right.
You know, and I don't know how they're going to do it, whether, you know, it is probably going to end up being something that when you plug it up, it tells it how many miles you've driven and all that. And, you know,
and
it's either adding it to your power bill or something.
Yeah.
You know,
But yeah, because every time you, I mean, it could send. I mean, it could be a little satellite up there. What did I hear the other day? They put up 300 little miniature satellites running that they put up with one rocket,
right?
You know, so that we could get better signals on our Wi-Fi and all that stuff. What's keeping them from already having these little satellites up there already? And then the computers in these cars would be able to send out this signal, Wi-Fi mm-hmm. signal, and that satellite pick it up, boop. Or, you know, it's like we talked about before, using transponders like we do on race cars, and, you know, have any signal. Mm-hmm. Every time you pass a certain area in town or 40, 50 of these places with a little post out on the side of the highway, you know, picking up the signal. So, they can do it.
Well, if you think it's a technology of the future, right now, if you have a car that has a current OnStar system on it, they know how many miles is on your car at any given time.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
They already have that technology.
That technology is there.
It's already built in.
Because our rental fleet, you know, anytime we have a system that we go in and we check on the cars or whatever, or as soon as we write it up or whatever we're doing with it, it tells us how many miles is on it. And it's dead on. Every time.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's not off by a couple miles, or it's not off by 20 miles, or whatever. It tells you exactly what the mileage is right then.
Well, they already have the technology then. They just haven't figured out a legal way to send us a bill.
Right.
And so we could send them a check.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every one of us is carrying a tracking device in our pocket at every given time. Do you know anybody that doesn't have a cell phone?
Yep. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So you've got a tracking device on you at any given time.
Well, you know, and there's devices that will read the the codes off your damn credit cards in your pocket.
Oh yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I know we're getting into the little black helicopter things, but it's a.
Hey, look, we put a helicopter on Mars. What the hell? What's wrong with doing it in Mobile, Alabama?
That's right. At least they didn't paint it black. I guess. Yeah. That's all good. So.
Yeah, it wasn't black, was it?
No. So I don't know. But the technology's there. I mean, don't think they don't know.
Well, I'm sure they've got all that figured out. All that's been covered scientifically and to get it out into the field. And we don't know how many years it goes back on these vehicles either. So
right, exactly. Well, it sounds like it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Like a road that you travel on. When there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on a
welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Better get your questions in tonight because we'll be gone next week.
So there you go.
You're going to have to listen to us talk about something old
something that happened 3 or 4 weeks ago anyway.
Not that old.
You know, we have to take time off sometime ourselves.
I'm going to go see my grandbaby. I ain't going to make no apologies.
So, uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to Houston, so that's all right.
Woo!
So
we might as well just go and make you an appointment so to go out there about every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep, be sure to send us back a picture now.
She's growing up. I got to see her.
Oh, I got a great granddaughter doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yep. So, but we do have a caller online. And, caller, are you with us?
Hey, still me, Nick?
Yep.
Yeah, Nick, you on board?
How you doing, bud?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, I tell you what, it's a pleasure to have you on board here tonight. Nick, are you the president, or what is your position with the Southern Nitrous Racing Association?
Well, it depends on who you ask, on what day you ask them, but usually I go by race director. Whole deal is just to kind of organize this thing. It's led by the members, so that, you know, the race teams actually join. It's still a member-led deal. I'm just the one to hear all the complaining. There I have go. A lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, if you just let it go in one ear, go out the other and say, yeah, man, I agree with you, but there's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
Yep. I've been there and done that. Well, you know, this is what we're talking about is here on this Friday, April the 23rd, is Test and Tune in the Gambler's Race at 6 p.m. Friday at Atmore Dragway. In Atmore, Alabama, which everybody knows where you got to go by Wind Creek to get to it. You got to go by the casino. Mm-hmm. But and it's an awesome facility. Donna and Larry do a real good job up there with that facility. It was updated, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 years ago, and completely rebuilt and modified. But I see where they're having some awesome races going on. I think admission, is $15 on Friday, and so they'll also have a Test and Tune Gambler's Race at 6 p.m. And then the Need for Speed Nitrous Pro Mods is what Nick is here to talk to us about, is coming in. Nick, where all y'all run at?
Well, pretty much throughout, about 4 or 5 states throughout the Southeast, depending on the season, but mainly Alabama, Panhandle, Florida, middle of North Georgia. We're going to South Mississippi there and Gulfport this year. But we've been to South Carolina and before as well.
Man,
so
that's awesome.
Pretty much, you know, like I said, the center of the Southeast is pretty much where we are.
All right. Now, you guys, would y'all be testing and tuning on Friday night or just Saturday?
Well, they, you know, like you said, Friday at 6 o'clock, they're going to open the gate to the visit for people to come check out there. There will be some of the pro cars, some of the nicest cars that are tested on Friday afternoon, but the race, actually the competition and the race is going to be on Saturday. I think the gates open like at 10. We start sending cars down the track about 12, 1 o'clock.
Right. Looks like Sickdow passes around noon. Uh-huh. Qualifying 2 to 4, eliminations 5 to 7:30, and SNRA final round will be 9 p.m.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
Well, for
got to have something to shoot for.
Right, yeah. Now, they got you guys in there, but they also have the 430, 470 Outlaws cars in there. So it's going to be an unbelievable night. Hey, the Need for Speed is going to be at the Atmore Dragway Friday and Saturday night. But now, tell us a little bit about what your Pro Mods, Nitrous Pro Mods are. I mean, what kind of cars are we looking at here? And what kind of times do you expect to run?
Well, I mean, the cars are, you know, the term pro mod means professionally modified. You know, they're not street cars at all. They're really just carbon fiber replicas of anything from a 63 Corvette to, 2020 Camaro or Corvette as well. From, you know, early models to late model cars, they're, you know, professionally built tube chassis cars. They have extremely big engines in them with a whole lot of nitrous on them, It's why in the world people get themselves in this stuff, I don't know, but we kind of got addicted to it.
Hey, man, we just want to go fast.
That's right.
Right. You want to go fast. And for a reference to somebody out there, I mean, you know, you take your average fashioner car, has a 2-liter to 3-liter engine. You work at the UJ Chevrolet, so you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, car makes 100, 200, 300 horsepower. These motors are 15 liters, and they make 3,000 horsepower.
Woo!
Yeah.
So.
Ooh.
yeah. It's extreme to say.
Yeah. Oh, yes. But, yeah.
A little more.
Yeah.
You know, we project that, you know, if all things work out good, these cars can go 190 miles an hour, almost 200 in about 3.8 seconds to 3.9 seconds.
What? In an eighth of a mile?
An eighth of a mile.
Holy cow. Yeah. I want to see y'all stop.
Well, that's the
that can be interesting.
Yeah.
How many parachutes does it take to stop?
It takes two.
Takes two.
With a whole lot of brakes.
Oh, and a whole lot of brakes, huh? Yeah.
Right.
Got the big ceramic brakes on there, so they light up your life.
Right. Yeah, they can get you in trouble too. At the same time, but yeah, we definitely stopping is the part that's most important after 109.
Hell yeah!
Well, at least at Atmore you have some good shutdown area. There's a
like you said, you know, Atmore is a great facility. You know, for me, is my home track is the first track I ever first I ever seen a drag car ever. And this kind of is full circle. You know, the first time I ever saw a Pomar car was there at Atmore Dragway, and it was the SNRA used to be kind of a spinoff. It was the Dixie Pro Stock area.
Okay.
And a lot of those guys are still racing. So it's like every time I go there, it's like, okay, this is where it all began. Then here I am doing this.
Right. That is cool. Man, to be able to, you know, make that full circle and come back and be running those type cars.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what, are, I mean, what can a fan expect to see? You got, are these cars, do they do wheelies, or, I mean, are they have wheelie bars, or, I mean, what are we going to see?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the cars do equip with wheelie bars. I mean, one of the cool things about a nitrous car is that they sound awesome, for one. Had a real, just a real good rumble to them. You get to see the guys actually purge the nitrous in the air. That's a pretty cool effect for a lot of the fans. And some of them, you actually get to, when they go down the racetrack, they have, you know, 2-foot, 3-foot flames hanging out the side of them.
Woo.
As they're going down the track. And when they usually leave, the front wheels are probably in there for at least 100 to 200 feet of the racetrack. So, you know, the guy's kind of on for a ride for a good little while before he gets the chance to really drive it.
He's just hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
And just hoping it's aimed right.
You point it straight and hope it goes straight. That's kind of simple logic.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you have any women drivers with these things?
Yeah, we've actually I have to check in this season. I don't think we have one, but last year we had Trisha Musi, which is the daughter of Pat Musi, a famous engine builder.
Right.
And kind of the OG of that was Lynn Milner. She doesn't drive currently anymore, but she used to race with us. And, you know, her dad's a legend in this part of the country for his Dixie Pro Stock Racing. He's, you know, Big Daddy Ellismore started this whole deal, and she drove cars for a long time. Land did.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, you know, well, they do this as good or better than anybody.
Well, now, what about some of the people in ourselves that may be interested in following this series? And I know you guys are going to be back in the Atmore area here within, I guess, a couple of times this year, 2 or 3 times, or and Gulfport, and then also understand maybe you're going to run over at the track in Holt, Florida, which is just the other side of Pensacola.
Yeah, so the way it's working out so far is, you know, all this is weather permitting, obviously. You know how that goes.
Sure. Oh, yeah, down here. Well, just stick around. It'll change.
Right. So, you know, we're going to be in Atmore this weekend, and then we'll go to Emerald Coast or Holt, Florida. That was supposed to be our first race back on April 10th, but the rain came.
Right.
And we rescheduled that for May 15th. So, you know, we're going to be in the Gulf Coast area, you know, pretty often, especially here currently. And then we go back for the 4th of July is a big race that Rod Milliken does at Emerald Coast Dragway. And then we're going to go back to Atmore on October the 9th. And then October 23rd, back to Gulfport. And I forgot one. September the 25th is also going back to Emerald Coast Dragway and host.
All right, well, listen.
So we're going to be down. We're going to see you guys. Bro.
Yeah. What about a website or, you know, what's your internet sites that, you know, some of our people might be interested in following you and see, you know, how their particular cars are running, and the ones, you know, we all go pick out our best car that we like, and then we're going to follow that one, you know. But
Right.
So,
well, you know, the best way to engage with us is really our biggest followers on Facebook, and you probably could just type in SNRA or Southern Nitrous Racers Association. I know that's a mouthful, but SNRA should get you going on Instagram. SNRA Racing is our Instagram handle. We do have a website, which is southernnitrous.com.
Okay, southernnitrous.com? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's cool. Now, I see here that Doug Baker, he's your 2020 champion?
Yeah, Doug Roberts?
No, I got Doug Baker.
Well, we got a couple of Dougs, and we got some last name Bakers, but Doug Roberts won the deal last year.
Okay, well, that's cool. My information is not correct then.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem. Yeah, but they're a great team. It's kind of a 3-generation deal with them. You know, with the grandfather, you know, Doug drives the car, and And Doug's son, Richie, is also the good driver, and he's going to be coming on board with us. And so they got like a three generation
That's
deal,
awesome.
Which is quite common. And I deal with a lot of that there.
Oh yeah, we see that a lot in our circle track racing as well. Well, man, I tell you, it's been a pleasure to have you on board here. Looking forward to seeing you up there Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah.
And we'll be, listening for you to go over to Gulfport as well as Holt and kind of keep us informed on what's going on here with this SNRA cards, the Southern Nitrous Racing Association. I think that's a very unique group. That nitrous sometimes is the cheapest way to make horsepower.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. It's definitely, I don't know the way we do it. It's the cheapest way of doing it because, like I said, we take it to an extreme. But
and it's a quick way to spend money, too.
It's a quick way to blow one up, too.
Right. It's easy to blow one up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we both happen to be engine builders.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Right. We can put on some fireworks. We don't want that to happen.
Nope.
All right, big guy. It's been a pleasure to have you on board here with us. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend. The Need for Speed Nitrous Pro Mods at the Fantabulous Atmore Dragway right next door to this. Go to the damn drag strip. Don't go to the casino. Okay?
There you go. Or go to the drag strip first.
Oh, yeah, go to the drag strip first, then go to the casino. There you go. Yeah.
That works.
All right, Nick. Appreciate it, buddy. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Glad to have you on board, buddy.
Thank you.
Until next time for us to take a break, and we'll be back.
To a nation, and men like Kix and Ronnie make it move.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Rome for a long time. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Speaking of text, we've been talking to everybody, and I've kind of ignored a couple here, but I got a couple I want to get to. Has someone looking at a 2002 Sierra pickup with a 4.3, has around 150,000 miles, engine tapping at startup, gas tank needs a new fuel pump for the gauge to work, also needs tire rods, CV joints, or both. Is this truck a potential money pit? And the answer to that question is probably yes.
A couple of grand.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Right off the top of your head.
It really depends.
If they got to pay to have it done.
Yeah, and, the main thing that would worry me is the tapping on the motor when you first crank it up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That little 4.3 is a tough little motor, but, if it's making noise, there's an issue.
Right.
It probably was not maintained properly. Throughout its life, so something is making it tap, lifter tap or whatever when you crank it up.
Lifter, rock arm,
yeah.
Whatever, so, push rod or
hopefully
something.
That's all it is.
You would hope, you're not wiping a lobe or something,
So
and
be
it takes
careful.
The oil pressure to override it,
right? Yeah, and be careful. Just be careful with this truck because it's they're tough little trucks, but you got to be real careful how much you get into it because it's probably. Fixed and running properly, it's probably a $4,000 truck,
right.
Maybe.
But that could be $1,000 easy in that front end.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're paying somebody to do it.
All right. And if you start talking about upper and lower ball joints, tie rod ends, inner and outer tie rod ends and stuff, it's a lot of labor, but there's a lot of cost factor in all of those parts.
Right. I mean, it's just you've got a lot of parts involved. Plus, there's a lot of labor involved there to put some of the stuff on. You're talking about pulling the bed off to get to the gas tank. You're talking about tearing the whole front end down to do the front end, the ball joints and CV axles and that kind of thing. And God only knows what you got to get into for the motor.
Right.
So
right.
Just be careful with it. It's
going to get it cheap enough. Put in it.
If you get it cheap enough and the motor sound, you could probably come out okay.
Yeah.
But if the motor goes south, then you're more than what the truck's worth.
Right.
Just trying to put a motor in it. So
yeah,
just
the
be careful.
The motor itself could kill it.
Yeah, just be careful.
Right.
But and this next message here, I have a listener that's got a 2019 Sequoia. Bought it for $62,000. Have a payoff of $50,000. in a situation where they can't use the car and need to get out from under it. The good news to this this listener is that now is the best time that I can remember to try and sell a vehicle.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you have several options, and you know, you may be, since you're having problems, getting around, mobility issues, you may be better off, you know, contacting the dealer. I don't know if UJ would be interested in it or not, but you're more than welcome to give them a call. The Toyota dealers that are more familiar with that vehicle may be more susceptible. But, you know, it's they are giving top dollar for used vehicles right now.
Let me give a name. Palmer Toyota. Call Kevin Day.
Yeah, saw him on the way out here.
Right, call Kevin Day at Palmer's Toyota.
Yep.
And tell him what you got and tell him that we told you to call him and let him check that out for you, and he'll be up front and straight arrow with you.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll get an honest opinion there to start with, mm-hmm. kind of give you a little bit of insight on what you need to do.
Right, right. So, I mean, it's I have honestly seen a year-old truck that was traded in, well, sold to the dealer. One was traded in, one was sold for more money than what they paid for it a year ago.
What?
Yeah. Because they're bringing more money at the auction than what they were sold for new.
What?
I'm telling you. You can't get a new vehicle right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So
we're back to supply and demand.
We're back to supply and demand, and it's unfortunately, it's a bad time to need a vehicle.
Right.
You know, because you're going to pay top dollar for it, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, it's and it's not all the dealer's fault, you know, because they're having to pay top dollar, I mean over top dollar, for these vehicles put out there on their lot to have something to sell, mm-hmm. you know. There's no such thing as a deal anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Or at least at this point, hopefully it gets back to that, you know, somewhere down the road.
Well, the used cars and used vehicles are selling so fast now that it's just hard for them to keep them on the lot. And the supply and demand for the used vehicles, yep. the availability of them is up. So, I mean, therefore, you know, what's available goes up.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
No, it's good for us. You know, we do have some inventory on our new side. We've got some new trucks in. And they're trickling in. They're not pouring in like they should be, but they are trickling in. We do have a fair selection of new vehicles. Give them a call or come out and see them at UJ. They will take care of you. You know, I've heard some ridiculous figures that some dealers in the area are marking up their vehicles.
Oh yes,
above.
It never fails. You know.
Yeah. I heard one place is as much as $7,000 over sticker.
Oh, come on. No, man.
Because they can.
Because they can. They're not going to get my damn money. You know?
No.
You know, if they're going to, you know, because, I mean, you're going to be so far upside down in a vehicle to start with, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you can put a little more in the vehicle than you should when you buy one. But when you get that far over and above.
Right. Right.
It's hard to come out because this is going to turn around eventually, you know, and prices are going to get back to a little more normal, right. Yeah, and you're going to be stuck holding one that's been jacked way up in price.
Right. So, we're going to get more and more vehicles, and our supply stream is going to get better. But here we go again. The same thing that we've been talking about for months and months here on this show mm-hmm. is the fact that we're having trouble getting those chips.
Right.
Or the computers, and the articles that I've been able to read and look up on the internet is telling me that they won't be caught up and back into a normalcy until the end of 2022.
Right.
Guys, that's a damn year and a half, you know?
and I don't know firsthand, but I have been told that even the Dodge place, when you buy a new Dodge, they're giving you one key.
Huh.
Because it's the chips and the key.
Holy cow.
They're trying to.
That's one of the chips that we're having problems with.
Well, there's multiple chips in that fob, and, you know, they're just trying to keep as many vehicles flowing as possible, so it's coming with one key instead of two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's getting serious. I mean, it really is. So, but it's now we still have some. I don't know how long it's going to last. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, the fact that General Motors is building most everything here in America is going to be a good site for you guys like out at UJ. You're going to keep a good continuous flow of new vehicles in. And if somebody wants one, they just need to go out and go ahead and cut a deal and get in line and wait till your vehicle gets here.
Right, right. I mean, and they are flowing off the assembly line. You know, they're just not at a fast pace. You know? So you can, you know, go ahead and order one, and it will. They'll get it.
Right.
You know? It'll take a little longer than what normal, but they'll get it, you know.
But you're going to get a guaranteed price, too, if you go ahead and cut that deal
right now.
You know?
Well, you know, go ahead and make your deal. Go ahead and get it locked down.
Right.
Pick out what you want. You know, do it early so you don't get yourself in a situation where you have to have a vehicle.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The worst time to look for a deal is when you have to have one.
When you're in a bind and you need it right now.
Right. Right.
That's when you're going to get burned.
Yep. And I see it happen all the time. You know, I've had it. You know, been in the situation to where, you know, I look all the time just playing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, you know, look for classic cars, whatever. And when I'm not really in the market to buy one, I see them all the time. But then when I'm ready to buy one, they're not there. And so that's just the way it works. You know, when you're ready to do it, it's hard to do. So, but anyway, it sounds like we've run up to the end of our show. I want to thank everybody for listening to The Car Doctor. And this is The Car Doctor, Kevin Rankle, along with Tom Claxton. And remember, we will be off next week, but we will have our best of show running. And we'll be back the week after.
God bless all of you. We thank all of our veterans and first responders out there. And we appreciate everything you do for us, guys. Hoorah.